You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Siyatad Ishmael, let us turn first to this week's Parsha, Parshas Chayisara, where we encounter Avram Avinu coming, Vayavo Avram, Lispo to Lissara Velivkosa. Many Mepharshim are bothered by the obvious difficulty. Why the superfluous mention of Sarah? We know clearly she occupies the spotlight. She's the protagonist. We already know the Parsha is named Chayisara, and she already was mentioned at the outset of the Parsha. So we know that she passed away. We know that Avraham Avinu is certainly coming to eulogize his Eishes Chayil. Why the unnecessary repetition asks the note of Yehuda and his Droshes Avas Tzion and Drush Zion? Why that extra mention of Sarah? The Torah doesn't waste any words. Explains Rav Chesko Landel, the Baal Hatzlach, the Baal Hanod of Yehuda, as follows. Avraham Avinu is coming to be Masvid Sarah Imenu. If Avraham Avinu walks up, everybody knew he had a shame of foresum. He was Yadu in the veld to remember. Not only was he the Av of Aram, he was the Av Amon Goyim. Not only did he stay in the tent and do Kirav there, Avram Megayir Es Anoshim, and the Sarah Megayir Es Anoshim, as Rashi cites at the outset of Parshas Lech Lecha, but Avram Avinu went Bedavka to the college campuses of the time. He went around the world disseminating the Torah. He is the Esan Hazrochi, as David describes in Tehillim in the beginning of Kapitol Peites. Maskil la'is and Ezrochi b'vamasha tesvavam and Aleph. That is Avram Avinu, who is Mazriach, who lit up the world. Writes the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. This mighty Easterner, this mighty Esan, went around disseminating the Torah, teaching Torah to the masses. He went all over the world. Everybody knew him. He was called the Nasi Elokim. Simameila, whoever he might have been married to, was clearly an Eishes Chaver, was clearly an Eishes Tamachachem, an Eishes Tzadik. So Avram Avinu steps up to the podium, and he's about to be maspid. And what does he need to say? We already know she was married to Avram Avinu, and therefore just the galus that she was married to the Avamon Goyim, and that already highlights some unique chosh of a characteristic about this very special woman. Ad kedei kach, that the Torah did not even feel the need to explain. And that even though when Avram's name was transformed from Avram, lo yikari shimchot Avram, because Avram is his name, why kilavam agoy nesaticha, and this alosa say, as the Gemara explains in the end of the first parak of Brachas, dafyad gimlam and aleph, mamela, you're not even allowed to call him any longer Avram. So mamela, we understand he's the Avram agoy nesaticha, you can't call him Avram, there's a name change, he underwent a metamorphosis of sorts, and he's a bria chadosh legamri, chagigat av gimlam and aleph, he's tchilin legerim, Gershon is Gaia, Kekonshin, Oladami. He emerged, Debriya Chadosh, he's starting a new nation in the world. Avram Avinu Mamela becomes the king, the father of a multitude of people, a multitude of nations. Mamela, as the Maral points out, both in his Gorarye, Yala Taira, the Yana Parshas Noach, as well as in the Chidushi Agodas, Hansan Hendron, Samach Tesim, at base, the brother of the Maral, and he's the Gerasatiura, Meir Shapiro, and Imre Das, as well as the Soloveitchik, page 87, are flows into the Rav. And they all say the same thing. The Torah didn't need to tell me, Alo Yikari Shmech, you can't call her Sarai, what Kisara Shema? How come it doesn't tell me that she is the Sarah Kalumas? What do you mean Kisara Shema? Tell me the reason. Don't call the Sarai Kisara's name. It didn't say don't call him Avram because Avram henceforth is his name. It gave me an understanding. It was Mamshech the Kavhala and provided an explanation. He is no longer Avram because he is now Mikadol Haba Avram. So tell me don't call her Sarai because going forward she is now the Sarah Kolumos. All it said was no one's going to call her Sarai Waiki Sarah Shema. Sarah is her name. I need an explanation. So the Maral explains to the brother of the Maral, Rav Chaim and Rabbi Tzalaloi, and Rav Soloveitchik, the Torah Tamima, and Rav Meir Shapiro, they all say the same thing. If you're married to the king, automatically you become the queen. Mamela. And once you marry Avram Avinu, who is already Kilavam Agonya Satich, once the Torah provided that appropriate explanation, and we know that he's the king of the multitude of people, and once he's the Melech, anyone who weds the king automatically becomes the queen. As Mamela, she is the Sarah Kuluma. She Mamela is the princess over everybody. You don't have to then provide a separate explanation. Mamela comes along the note of Yehuda, and he says beautifully, you might think, based on this understanding that since she was married to the Chosh of a Tzadik HaMachocham Avram Avinu, Mamela she was great. And Eishes Chaver Kechover, no, much greater than that. As she was what? As she was Vayavo Avram Lispo Lissara Velivkosa. I am coming to be masped her as Sarah, not because she's Eishes Avram, and not because she is the one married to Avram Agonis Atich. I'm coming, not simply Lissavda. Avaliv Kosal. I am coming, Lispo Lesora, to tell you her greatness. I'm coming even outside of the marriage to me. She is great in her own right independently. There's already what to be maspid. And that's the Rashi, I'll be the Medrash. Akul and Shovel and Tova. All those years were great, which is not only highlighting her greatness, but her greatness in contrast to the greatness of Avraham Avinu. Because when it comes to Avraham Avinu, we have four shittas in Chazal, whether he was Mahaya Ekev Tishmon, 172 years, he was Makir Esboro at the age of three. See, listen to Hashem for 172 Gematria Ekev. Either he was Makir Esboro at three, or at 40, or at 48, or at 50. And we have a Psikta Rabosi, and we have a Gemara Nedarim Lamed Beis, we have a Rama Mavonazor Aleph Gimel, many shittas, 3, 40, 48, or 50. Either way, it wasn't cool in Shavla Tovah. He started out, Rama makes it very clear, but Tchila, he was Ovid Imahem. He served idols together. That's the Briska Rav in his Perish Agoda Shal Pesach and the Agoda LeBeis Bris. Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avaseinu writes the Briska Rav based on this Rambam that Avraham Avinu himself was Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Amela, the greatness of Sarah wasn't just that she was amazing. She was even more amazing. Shema Bekola, as opposed to Avraham Avinu, who was only Makir's Borah at the youngest of the opinions would be the age of three. By Sarah, it was cool and Shom Latav. All the years were great. Mela writes the note of Yehuda, and that's Droshus Avas Tzion and Dor Zion. He came Lispo Lesorah Vilav Kosal to be masped her. That's why the Maral says, and before I even knew her as Sarai, what was the name by which she was introduced to us at the close of Parshas Noach, the Hainu? And before I even met her as Avram and Sarai walking with Nevesha Asu B'choram, I knew her first as what is Yiska? And what's the my love of Sarah? Let's go to Megillah Yedal Adam and Aleph. And why was she called Yiska? Shakol Sochem Yafyo, she had the unbelievable mindless in the Olam HaGashmi. Everybody gazed at her beauty, hence Megillah Tesvav and Aleph Arba Yafyof Yosholi B'Olam. A foremost beautiful woman that ever lived, as the Marsha says, not Stam Yofi, but Yafyof Yos, double Yofi, a famous solution of Yofi. Foremost beautiful Sora Avigail Arocha and Esther. And according to Rabbi Shuv and Karcha earlier in Yergim Laman Aleph, who says Esther Yerachro Kesavah, she had a green complexion. As the girl points out in Megillah Esther, she wasn't literally green, but she was throwing up all the time by having to be married to such a Rosh Marush like Achashverosh. Once she was throwing up continuously, Mamela, she took on a green complexion. It doesn't mean she was green. This wasn't pre-Avalon days. Blue people, green people. I think that's the name of the movie, right? Avatar. Okay, never saw it. I plead Amoratus.
Avalon is a car.
Okay, Avalon is a car. Okay, I plead Amoratus. Blue people, green people. Esther Rakoka, she wasn't green. She was so sick and she was throwing up all the time. She is Mapik Esther Maya Vashti. He places Vashti. What's Vashti doing on the list? That also needs a beer. Either way, we know that Sarah heads the list of the foremost beautiful women that ever lived. Svasimus and others say, why do I even need a Gemara? I need a Gemara telling me the foremost of my nafkamina. What do I even need the Gemara to address it? Something that Svasimus and others discuss. Akoponim, she was a kol sochem yof. Everyone gazed at her beauty. Rashi says in his Perush Shal HaTorah, the end of Noach, lo shenisichut, aristocracy, nobility, a dignified, regal type of woman. That was Sarah Imenu. And the Gemara continues in Maseches Megillah. She was sochsa beruach ha-kol. She saw the Ruach HaKodesh, meaning what? She was called Yiska before she even met Avraham Avinu. And I know her galus was from the very outset, the very beginning. And she didn't need to be thrown into a Kivshon Eish. Avraham Avinu needs to do what? So may Rama say Tov. Right, Rabbi Yitzchak Eisenchover and Drosh HaSiach Yitzchak. Why did he have to be cast into the fiery furnace Kivshon Eish? Because first you have to destroy the Avraham of old, who Taka worshipped Avodah Zarah. Hayovid Imahen. You have to destroy him. So Rashi even cites the Perek Lezer Perek Chavah. And his parish and others, Parakei Mishnah Gimel, Ma'asor Nisyonis, Asasa Ravino, he had to be hiding underground from Nimrod for all those years, in the 13 years. And I know you have to hide underground if you want to cleanse a knife from Tuma, from Zuma. What do? Ne'itzibakarka, you stick it into the ground, and then you have to do what? You have to purge the silver of all impurities by casting it into a fiery furnace. Avraham Avinu has to do what? Rights of Yitzchak Eisenchover, Tamar Nachum and Ashkov. He has to first be cast into a fiery furnace, purge him of all imperfections, of all impurities, and only then is he ready to emerge and now start his life anew. Lech lecha, physically now remove yourself from your past, from Artzcha, Malatcha, Baby Savicha, stay away from your father and his family, and now henceforth start a new chias, a new life. Kershon, Skarakon, Shinolo, Dummy, that was Avram. How come Sora didn't have to hide in the ground? How come she didn't need to go into Kershon? Because she's already Yiska, Shema Makola, she was so Sabruach HaKodesh, even before she ever met Avram Avinu. And that is her galus. And that stems so beautifully with the note of Yehuda. Don't think Avraham Avinu came to be maspid her as, oh, she was married to the Gadol HaDor, Mela. She was an Eish Yischar Kechaver. She was great even before Avraham Avinu ever set his eyes on Sarah. She was already Yiska. Now, one can ask parenthetically, why is it? It's an interesting kasha. I was wondering about it years ago, that Avraham Avinu is called the Avraham Ongoyne Satich. He is the father, the king of a multitude of people, multitude of nations. Sarah, the proper equivalent should be, that she is what? She is the aim. She is the aim. She's the mother, the queen over everybody. Why is she not the aim? Why is she the Sarah, the princess? L'charetz poshet. Because somebody already was the aim kochai. Chava was the aim kochai. Odom was not the av. Why? Sarah Soloveitchik discusses it in the book Family Redeemed. Because what does it mean to be a father? Father's not about biologically. The mother's connection to the child is predominantly a biological connection. She's the one who carries the infant, the embryo. She's the one who nurtures it, who fosters its growth. She's the one who allows it to emerge into this world. She's the one who tends to all the physical needs of the child. And the father does what his job is. That's it. He supplied the Zerah. His job is done. He's already an Av. Now he has to do what? To teach the son Torah. The Av is Nikva al Shem. Who's the one being Malamed and Mechanech and teaching Torah to the child? That's the Av. Oh, the Marishan. All right. We see from Kai and Hevel, there was something missing on that Madrego. And he wasn't teaching them Torah. The first one who was teaching Torah to the masses, Avraham Avinu, was the first one to be Mekayim, all the mitzvahs, Kedushim, Pebesim, and Aleph, Yumachachas, and Beis. He begins the era of Torah, San Entrance, and Zayim, and Aleph, Avodah Zarah, Davtesim, and Aleph. He starts the era of Torah by being the first one to be Malame Torah L'Rabim. He starts teaching people Torah. He is the first one that's called an Av, and the definitions of the Torah. An Av is not the biological father. Who is the one who is the Av? The Rebbe is called an Av. Avashinatam Levanecha, Rashi in Veschon, Perekvot Posik Zayin, Elu Atamidim. Umenayim shel talmidim kriyim bonim shenemar in re'ei perk yedal pasuk aleph bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Avraham Avinu was the first Av. He is the first one teaching Torah to the masses. Oh, the Marishan wasn't that Av. Sarah, she can't be the aim. There already was an aim. Now Aschama, she's the biological mother of all living beings. She is the aim. Kochai l'finias dike to Mamela. Sarah can't be the aim married to the Av. She can only be what? The daughter of that aim. What's that? The princess. Not Sarah. That's a princess. Kili yodo. Kili yodo. 100%. Rishlomo Kluger, Chachma Shlomo Evan Ezra, and Simon Aleph. Yamamish even a tzad to be Mekayim Puravu, his kilu based on Machlokas Rishon Taz, and might be Mamish kilu, it's nefshav like you were Malami, that person. That's the connection by teaching somebody Torah. So now we understand Avram, we understand Sarah, we understand Lispor the Sarah, her greatness is all on her own. Ad Kedei Kach, that she was so great. And the Sefer Papula Charifta brings a beautiful kasha. Where in the world was Yitzchak at the beginning of this week's parsha? Can you imagine Yitzchak? Now, we're not going Ibn Ezra, Dick. We're going like every other Rishon, basically, Amafarshi HaTorah outside of Ibn Ezra. He was 37 years old at the time. So you have a 37-year-old, Groysa Tamachacham. This is post-Akedas Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu. He is already an Adam Gadol B'Yosar. He's a Tzadik Mefursam. He is Yitzchak Avinu. He's the successor to the throne. Halachairo, let Yitzchak come and be Maspid. Frank the Partisiosi, the Bola Charifto. Let him come stand up to the podium and let everybody see, oh, look at the child. People go to Levayo. And Hespedus, look at the children that she raised. Let everybody see the child. Explains the Bola Charifto Pasha. What was the Iker Hesped? The primary eulogy of Avraham Avinu was what? Kulon Shovel Nateva. That means what? She was great from start to finish. That's a godless that's almost unparalleled. Nobody is great from start to finish. Rav Moshe and Rosh Moshe learns that even means that all the tzoros in her life, Kulon Shovel Nateva, she always viewed them. Everything is Komad Avrachman Nateva. Everything is Gamzul Nateva. Everything is great. Kulon Shovel Nateva. It's a beautiful drush. Pashav Shat in the Medrash is Kulon Shovel Nateva. She was great from start to finish. She was Kulo Kulo Tov. What's going to happen now if Yitzchak steps up to the stage and he is masmid? People will say, very nice. The last 37 years of her life, oh, then she became a balas tshuva. Then she did great. Oh, because she didn't have a child all these years. It must be that only when she transformed herself and then she became a tzedekah, the last 37 years of her life, then she raised a Yitzchak. Yitzchak's presence would detract from the Iker Levayas of the Pabulei Charifta. It wasn't shot that he didn't speak. You don't find anywhere in the Pesukim nor in Chazal that he was even out his mother's levaya faker. Where did he go after Akedias Yitzchak? Machlokes Amin Rosha. Either he went to Yeshiva Sheiman Ever, Machlokes Men Rosha Godot Tanyanus Amin Aziel. According to some opinions, he was sent to the Yeshiva to learn, or according to others, he was sent to Gan Eden, and the Malachi Elyon healed him for 3 years in Gan Eden from the inflicted wounds, whatever that means. Bishas the Akedo. He was away. That's why Bayerachas Reich Begalav and Parshas told us he smelled. Rashi says the smell of Gan Eden. How in the world did Yitzchak know what Gan Eden smelled like? You have to be there to know what it smells like. He was there, writes the Megal Amukas. He was there. When was he there? From 37 to 40, being healed from his wounds, so he knew what it smelled like. Amela, why? How do you miss your mother's levaya? We gave a drosha a few months ago. You never miss a funeral, but Amada, your parent, Yitzchak Avinu's parent says he would have detracted. The Iker Hesped was cooled on shove in the Taiva. Avram Avinu already, he was older than Sarah. Amravino could say, I know her from her being a little girl. Already at a little girl, she was all those stories you read in the Gedolim biography. She was doing all the amazing chesed. She was davening already vasikin from the time that she was young. Again, you could ask Kashrus, what do you mean? There was no tefillah until Avram. You're right, but she was great. Beginning, she was doing all the mitzvahs, everything. Only Avram could be made of that. If you would see a 37-year-old son, that would cause people to say, oh, he wasn't so great. Gemara Bava Masa Dafayin, hey, Amru Zikinei Hadar, Pnei Moshe Kepnei Achamo, Pnei Yeshua Kepnei Levana. And many Mefarshim say, why was this mushal used dafka by the Zikne Hadar? Why didn't everybody say the face of Moshe was like the sun, the face of Yeshua was like the moon? And because the same idea explains from Pule Charifta, only the Zikne Hadar knew Yeshua when he was a little kid. They knew Moshe Rabbeinu was what was great all along, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Matero Soki Tovu and Pasha Shmos. He's already Tov, Sora, Kulon Shov on the Taiva. He already was great from start to finish. The sun at size never changes one iota. It's great. The sun, Ayotze Hashem is big for us. So from start to finish, the sun is in its unbelievable state of potency. That's Pnei Moshe. Pnei Yeshua and Pnei Levana. What's the Levana? The waxing and waning of the moon. It starts off small and it grows larger. The young people couldn't see that. All they knew was Yeshua already as the Gan Hadar, the successor to Moshe Benus, Hanhaga, the Madagam. Am I shaking the Zikne Hadar? They knew it was literally Yeshua. He was the run running around. Bechulei. He was playing kickball, whatever, during the break. Whatever he's doing, they knew him. He was little Yeshayala. But then he became Yeshua. Only the Zikne Hadar could say he started off small and then he made himself great. It's Amru Zikne Hadar. Abba Yeshua say, Yitzchak, we're only given Adas to last 37 years, and we need Davkin Abram to give an Adas from the very outset to the very end.
Thank you for joining us at benstorah.com.